ja, vielen Dank euch allen und danke auch.
Thank you so much everyone that you came to the stream and here. Welcome. I would like to answer the question whether AI is going to save us. This is a provocative question in relationship to digital inclusion.
Die Leitthemen der großen KI-Labore dieser Welt unserer Zeit und die schmücken sich sehr.
AI and digital inclusion for AI are important leading principles for the big AI labs. There are statements around we are making everything good. Everything will be done right now in with the help of artificial intelligence. I myself, as was said before, am visually impaired and have been since birth. This has taken a huge role in my life in the past, and I would like to talk to you about what technologies can be used for, how far you can push them. And later, in later parts of the talk, I'm going to also show you darker parts and less optimistic parts and things we need to take care of, need to think about when using AI in this area. To answer the question, does AI save us? The answer is no. AI won't save us, but it will be a helpful tool for us to help people to be more, have higher agency for themselves. I'm going to start with what is possible right now. We take as an example automatic description of images. It's quite hard as a visually impaired person to take part properly in social life. Many people of you are posting things online. If you don't have an alternative text that describes what is on these pictures that are posted, you cannot properly take part in social life. There's a certain amount of automation that's possible, very rudimentary descriptions. One example that's written on the page is a person who poses for a photograph in front of a mirror in a room. Maybe it's Casey. This is probably sufficient for a short description of a photograph. Something new that arose last year are large language models that have multimodal capabilities. One exemplary model is ChatGPT-4, where you can upload an image and the ChatGPT describes what is on this picture. One example here is a person. The person on the picture is a young woman with a slender standard body. She wears dark glasses and has long, straight, dark brown hair, which is below a red band. Large language models are also capable to follow instructions. For example, make it very short or make it very detailed. Or, for example, if a poem is something that I prefer over a picture, it can also give me different poems that describe, give you different modes of interacting with something that you're facing. So this was not possible before. Something else I can do with this image recognition or image processing is to describe the user interface accurately. This slide shows exemplarily, the first slide in this talk, you can find, see on the left side, a JSON structure that shows which elements are present in on the window on the right. Take, for example, assume you're using assistive technologies like a screen reader. Here you now have the possibility in a large language model that developers of programs can describe how elements are called. This tagging is often not perfect, but LLMs can step in and can allow you for better tagging. Integration of tagging of objects has been integrated in iOS for several years, which is less advanced as what we are seeing here in ChatGPT Vision, which shows the slide that we are seeing right now. Something else I can do with large language models is to use simple language relatively easily for many people of different abilities. It falls under disability that if they learn slower. For these, simple language or less complex language can help. One thing we can do in large language models here is to translate language into simpler language. They try to apply this first text, first sentence, which asks, make this language simpler to the whole text as far as it's possible.
And that's a big improvement if that can be made available to people who previously didn't have that possibility. And personally, that helps me a lot in my job. I program a lot. And if you're blind, it's really rather difficult to get an overview of a code base. My screen reader that I have configured to use for audio output, I can only see one line at a time. But what I can do now is I put all those functions into the large language models and let them process it to extract the information that I'm looking for, which improves my productivity. And that enables me to collaborate in software teams more like other people do. What we can also do, we can combine this technology with online services like a search engine. Here we integrated Bing to have the large language model to send certain queries.
Ganz grundsätzlich ist es so, dass die noch nicht gut genug sind, um jetzt irgendwelche schwierigen Recherchen zu machen, aber gerade bei diesen einfachen.
They're not good enough for more complex researches, but for more simple queries, it works good enough. And it helps me so that I don't have to do it manually anymore. This way I get a more structured output that helps me a lot to do research. Without these tools, I wouldn't even bother doing those researches. For many people are also automated generated subtitles helpful.
Gerade ersteres zum Beispiel, wenn man nicht hören kann, sei es durch eine Behinderung oder sei es eben temporär, wenn man gerade irgendwo
especially if you cannot hear or if you just don't have your headsets with you,
was denn da gesagt wurde,
then you can just read what has been said in those audio streams.
Dieses Jahr wurde Whisper Version 3 veröffentlicht, das ist das größte Open Source Sprach.
This year, Lisp version 3 has been released, which is the largest open language model. It's not perfect yet, but for a lot of use cases, it's very helpful. to the other examples, the auto-completion is very useful for the people who cannot type a lot or fast.
Sie anderweitig eingeschränkt sind und beispielsweise über eine Augen- oder also Blaseschaltersteuerung ihre Geräte bedienen müssen.
Especially if you have to input contents through alternative input devices.
Jetzt kommen wir mal zu dem Scheißding. Aber das muss sein.
Now let's get to the least pleasant topics. You have probably seen the automatic generated subtitles at YouTube. They didn't improve in the last years. In those two examples with more than, each more than 100 million views, they all don't have Junine subtitles. They have subpar automatic generated subtitles. And sometimes this technology is just used automatically without manual review and produce suboptimal output. There are not only mistakes in generate subtitles, but there are also generative audio output. Text-to-speech. The quality is relatively good, but those models tend to generate content with wrong information. On the iOS, there are also so-called natural or neutral voices. And that happened to me that the number 5 got turned into 50,000.
Oder um noch ein weiteres Beispiel dafür zu nennen,
another example.
Das Ganze ist natürlich auch weltentscheidend. Ihr könnt euch vorstellen, dass manche Menschen auf solche Spracherkennungssysteme zum Beispiel
some people will rely on such detection systems
davon, oder damit umgehen müssen, was diese Systeme ausgeben.
And have to deal whatever they output.
Und gehen wir mal davon aus, dass jetzt in den nächsten paar Stunden
Let's just assume in the next few hours a new COVID variant is discovered. And since it's a new term, Siri will not understand that word yet. Because it cannot deal with new terms. There are also wrong outputs. This is my washing machine. I asked the AI to interpret the settings. And it misinterpreted the settings, but it apologized when pointed out, but kept giving wrong informations.
Also the research I mentioned, they work on small things, but complex and larger topics, it's rather complicated. For these examples, it's only for 1 out of 10, but it also hallucinated another example into it. It appears in the sources if you look for it. And the second example here is Ralph Krauthausen, who is not visually impaired at all. He's a very prominent figure in this topic, and it was just added there. Of course, user error, if I put in a wrong prompt, I get a wrong prompt back, or wrong answer back. And in this example, I'm adding a wrong question, a wrong percentage here, and so I'm getting the wrong result back. That's expected. These are like the superficial It's just now more sensitive topics. Some models are used to generate content, and they decide what is being talked about. And this part is ChatGPT is pretty known to avoid copyrighted material or bloody context and violent context. And it decides for me what I can do and what I can't do. And even on social media, where these models are used more and more, but usage is increasing, we will see that this is going to happen in these social media use cases as well. And it's trying to stop me from doing stuff which I'd like to do, actually. What you can't always see, but what's obviously there, is the bias that is in these models, that's built into these models, like stereotypes that are baked into the technology. And you know this example, if you ask Dolly for a picture of a blind person, in six cases you get like a well-dressed blind man with wearing glasses and going around with a cane. But in all these six examples, the handling is not natural. The handling of the cane is not natural, and this is based on the incomplete data sets that these models were fed with. There's a bit of a double standard in these models. With blind people, it may not be that big of an issue, but with neurodivergent people, this is more of a problem. But in this case, the model tries to protect autistic people better than it's protecting blind people, which is which brings up moral questions on who's like to protect and who's not. In these, I try to illustrate the biases. I asked the model to write his stories. And you can see here, it's repeating itself. It's always about a person that's hard of hearing, and it's always the same plot. It's always happening on the countryside. It's always like a single person hard of hearing that meets another person that's hard of hearing, and they are very excited about the sign language, and that's showing the thoracic parrot as it is being referred to from other sources. And there are a lot of dangers that we have to take care of and to keep in mind when we are working with these models. We have to be aware of these issues that we can't control. But let's do a reality check. What's the world doing with these technologies at the moment? I cannot see you very well now in the audience, but have you ever heard of overlays? Only a few of you have ever heard of it, and I'd like to talk about this topic. What do we do when there's a new technology with a lot of potential that can do loads of beautiful things? And yes, we've start a startup with it, and these startups, they build overlay and content tools, and there's like a list of these. There's only like really an excerpt of these. There's a massive amount of these. And UserWay, True Abilities, Equally AI, just to name a few. it's no, it would be great if they would actually be building technology for people, and that's all what they claim. All they would do that would be, it's part of their mission statement. They claim they build an accessible world, but when we look at the demographics and when we look at who has the money in our society, and it's rarely the people with disabilities. They don't have the deepest pockets, and what's the alternative? So they just sell it to governments, and the reality is this startup develops like one of these products. The governments build it into their solutions, and they promise to be just like very simple one-click solution, and boom, everything is accessible. And once it's integrated, it just ends up with the average citizens, and they just have to deal with it with a technology that is dependent on this product. And now we saw these products, these models are not good enough to achieve this. And the probability that it works is not very high, and therefore we have to take a closer look at the product and dissect it. And like, this is rubbish; it's not working. But these companies are rather smart, and they want to make money, and they get venture capital, and they have, it's a large industry that is behind this, and they just slap this away. They with strategic lawsuit against public participation, they just get rid of all this valid criticism of these products. And there are several prominent examples from the accessibility community. There you can see an example from Adrian Roselli, a renowned expert in accessibility, and who's very active and writes a very good blog. And he claims that whatever you're doing with your language models, it's not working, and it's not not helping accessibility. And he has been sued. He just received like a very long document, and another example that actually passed in front of a French court. And a company was being sued by a big company and was actually sentenced to pay a big fine just for this claim, for this criticism. So how should it look ideally in the future, and what could we do? I try to visualize this. The governments regulate these tools, but these tools are not offered to the government. The citizens, they get direct access to these tools, and in a perfect world, they are even integrated into the tools they are already using. Sorry, there's a little spot on the on the slides. We don't want to be a commercial product. We want it to be an open source product, and we want it to make it possible for the users to see what they are using, to understand what they are using, and to contribute to what they are using.
And we have.
And
funktioniert's wieder?
Is it working? There's probably sound outage on the stage. That happens. It's not. The stream will work. You will but that's why the talk is currently interrupted. This is just a comment out of the translation booth. They are fixing a sound issue. We'll be back. It's a silent fire alert and everything is fine. But the sound system is automatically shut down and it takes a few moments to boot it back up. We're waiting, we can think about what we just learned. You can come up with questions for the Q&A and we can ask our large language models how to fix it. And maybe we should just repeat it for the other side of the room.
Das Team läuft weiter, ja. Logisch. Ja. Nur auch ohne Ton. Was sagt der Feuermeister?
Er hat den Brandmeister informiert und jetzt warten wir, bis abwarten, bis die Haustür nichts hinkriegt.
Okay, verstehe. Gut.
Wir können da nichts dran ändern.
Was denkst du, wie lange dauert das?
2 und 10 Minuten, je nachdem.
Ja, dauert kurz. Ja. Weißt du, wo der ausgelöst wird oder so? Weiß man nicht. Nein.
Ruf einfach an, falls bei dir was ändert.
Lalala.
Also ich habe einen kleinen Hinweis für den Stream. Es gibt hier wohl im Gebäude einen stehenden Fire Alarm. Ich kann den ich mache dann gleich weiter. Wenn es wieder
hallo.
For the stream, so that you know, there was a silent fire alarm which caused the tech to shut down, and there's a small interruption there for now, and we'll keep you updated.
Kann's vorkommen. Hier ist gerade ein stiller Feueralarm, deswegen ist hier gerade alles aus und der Ton ist aus. Deswegen müssen wir kurz warten. Ja, da ist irgendwie aus Versehen irgendwie ein Feueralarm ausgelöst worden. Deswegen haben wir gerade keinen Ton im Mikrofon und so.
Geht wieder? Oh, geht wieder. Sehr gut. Ja, weiter geht's.
We're back.
Danke für eure Geduld.
Thanks for your patience.
Sehr schön.
Prima. Jetzt weiß ich gar nicht mehr, was drin ist.
I forgot where I left off.
Genau, also wir wollen letztendlich, dass die Menschen selbst darüber bestimmen
können, wo diese Technologie. In the end, we want that the people can decide by themselves where this technology is used and what it's encompassed of. And the only way to get there is to get the make the technology open source, but we also know that this is not realistic. But at least one company does some attempts there. And this is Apple. They integrate for years already into their UIs.
And besser und nutzbarer für viele Menschen. Gerade dieses Jahr haben wir zum Beispiel sowas wie Live Speech bekommen. Dass Leute
this year we got Live Speech.
Die quasi einfach, die in Zukunft wahrscheinlich ihre Stimme verlieren werden, diese mit ihren Geräten klonen können und dann einfach digital weiter benutzen.
So that people who are about to lose their voice can clone their voice and keep generating audio context using their voice going forward.
Das ist nicht sowas wie zum Beispiel diese Overlay-Tools, die die Menschen dann gezwungenermaßen nutzen müssen, die eventuell gar nicht funktionieren.
And it's not like those Overlay-Tools that people are forced to use and don't work in the end.
Menschen,
conclusions. People are lazy and
Menschen mit Behinderung wurden gesellschaftlich über quasi alle Zeit
people with disability are out of the loop. You see it at this conference. There were three talks of people with disabilities out of 100 talks. Even so, there are more than 10% of the population affected by disabilities.
Und genauso sieht es eben auch
it's more than it in other conferences here, at least.
Menschen, ist der Ton wieder weg?
The sound stopped working again?
Scheinbar ist der Ton schon wieder weg.
Da ist er wieder da.
Okay, diesmal nur kurz.
Okay.
Menschen, wenn sie KI-generierte Barrierefreiheit oder Bildbeschreibung vorgesetzt bekommen, werden die häufiger abnicken und sagen, ja, das ist schon gut.
People.
Dabei fällt ihnen meistens nicht auf, dass da vielleicht kleine Feinheiten.
It might not be apparent that in these accepted tools that they might actually not work as good because they're lazy or too lazy to make changes which benefit people with disabilities isn't important enough for them. This is not good, this laziness, but it is the reality. If content is barrier-free, if they are easy to use, then it is also easier to use for AI tools. AI tools then can be used as assistants, which I, as a user with a disability, can use. LLM tools or AI tools can then be used by people with disabilities to make it easier to use other software. For example, describe me a picture as a request to an AI. This you can do like you would ask a human. This is where AI as assistance really works well. AI will never not be ableist. This train has passed, and there is again an audio issue. So we are continuing to wait. The sound is back. AI will never not be ableist. There is no data set that correctly represents people with disability. all of the narratives around, oh, your disability must be horrible for you as a person with a disability, that's wrong, but this is in the data that AI is trained on. It's not going to change that dataset is composed of narratives that we're seeing. As a last, AI for barrier freeness should be in the hands of people with disabilities. It should not be the responsibility or be in the power, the area of power of content creators. The reason for this is, as assistance is not a replacement for barrier freeness. It does, as an example here, take a restaurant. It is not barrier-free if there is a person that could drag someone in a wheelchair up some stairs, because the person cannot do this by themselves, and it is not safe in itself. A lot of the new and so far undiscovered barriers of AI will show up in the future. The sound is gone again.
So, genau.
This is the reality and the future. This is it. Thanks for coming and for being here. I'm looking forward to hearing your questions.
Sehr, sehr interessant. Casey, herzlichen Dank für deinen interessanten Vortrag. Ja, wir haben noch ein paar Fragen und noch Zeit für Fragen.
We have time for questions. Please use the microphones. There are four pieces of it, and we start with microphone number one. Hi. Thank you for the very interesting talk. You mentioned accessibility features in iOS as good, and you mentioned it very timely, closely to open source as well. And is it open source what Apple is doing?
No, what Apple does is not open source. It would be very nice if it would be. Sounds like a good petition to make.
Fantastic. Microphone number three. Thank you for the talk. The problem with the bias in the raw data and the ground truth, they are ableistic, they are, and you say the ship has sailed, even with generate pictures. Is there any way to intervene there and to change these the ground truth data?
I don't believe that we can change the data sets that foundations models are trained on. One can use prompting to nudge them in a particular direction. One can tell them, for example, very explicitly that something should be made more diverse in an output. OpenAI does that for skin color. OpenAI there decides that more diversity is per default in it. One disadvantage of this is that if you're prompting explicitly, that large language models become less precise in their outputs. So there is a trade-off. Another thing that happens, if you do such explicit prompting, then they keep bringing this up randomly. For example, the models are returning to me that they apologize for me as a user being blind.
Microphone number four. Thank you for the talk. That was very interesting. And to the topic, I have a question.
oder also es mich interessiert einfach
weil I'm interested on your opinion when I see one of those AI models and I see 10 out of 10 pictures are pictures of visually impaired people that are wrong, so probably I myself don't have a clue and I don't know how to use a cane properly, and it's interesting to have that being rubbed into your face, that you don't have an idea, and you have to accept, and yeah, I could understand everyday problems better.
You mean through the talk that there was a misuse of the stick?
Yes, it's a very good showcase that a lot of people don't understand these topics. And for instance, we're talking about racism at the airport, and that the AI is also doing the same mistakes, and that's kind of proof that there's racism in society.
AI, in the end, is a representation of society or a mirror image of society. All isms that society suffers from are going to be reproduced in AI that's based on data.
Gut, Mikrofon Nummer 1 haben wir noch, bitte schön.
Ja, vielen Dank für den Talk. Thank you for the talk. I was wondering, at the beginning, you were talking about your experience as a developer. Are there any rule of thumbs or experiences from your life that you could share with people who are not disabled? Are there any practices for us as coders to make code more accessible for people with disabilities?
Write clean code and comment your code. Write well-readable code. Not only I benefit from this, but all people. Thank you very much. These were good last words. Give a warm round of applause for Casey.